Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 27th, and happy birthday to Lizzo, who's 33 years old today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. An Austell man has been named as a suspect in a Gilmer County murder. Cobb Democrats gathered at the Cobb Civic Center to rally against Georgia's new voting law. Georgia Metro Dance Theater performs Swan Lake for a live virtual audience. Actors from the Atlanta Lyric Theater performed Luminous on Saturday afternoon and evening at the Anderson Theater. A small parcel of land in West Cobb, just shy of an acre and owned by the county, has become a sore spot between the Cobb Board of Commissioners and the Cobb Planning Commission. Cobb commissioners are considering the purchase of a centralized surveillance center for Cobb Police Headquarters. Plus, is a slice of pie only for special occasions? Not according to the owners of Pie Bar.
We joke we're open 7 days a week, and a lot of people think, well, that's kind of crazy, 7 days a week. And I always tell them, there is never a wrong day for pie. You can come in and get a slice literally any time, and we're happy to serve it.
Pie Bar is just off the square in Marietta, and we'll talk to the owner coming up later in the podcast.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey, Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
An Austell man was named as a suspect in the recent murder of Bethlehem's Rosanna Delgado in Gilmer County. 26-year-old Oscar Manuel Garcia of Austell and three other people, 30-year-old Megan Alyssa Colon of Stone Mountain, 35-year-old Juan Ayala Rodriguez of Gainesville, and 29-year-old Mario Alberto Barbosa Juarez of Oklahoma City were arrested. Officials believe a fifth person, who is yet to be identified, was involved in Delgado's murder and also believe all five suspects have fled the state. Delgado was reported missing April 16th and her body was found April 20th at a home in Cherry Log. She was last seen in DeKalb County the day she went reported missing. About 75 people gathered in the parking lot of the Cobb Civic Center on Sunday afternoon to rally against SB 202, the sweeping voting law that Governor Brian Kemp signed into law last month. A host of voting rights activists and Democratic politicians spoke, railing against the law, which they say is, quote, Jim Crow 2.0, and adds unnecessary barriers to voting. Governor Kemp has defended the law, saying this about it.
It makes it easy to vote and hard to cheat in Georgia.
The premier guest at the rally was U.S. Representative Lucy McBath, a Democrat whose 6th district includes parts of Marietta and East Cobb. McBath called the law a power grab in which Republicans are trying to change the rules. The event also served as a preview of the 2022 election cycle, in which both parties can be expected to use the SB 202 fight to rally their bases. Hosting an in-person performance was off the table for a number of reasons, but the owners of Marietta's Georgia Metropolitan Dance Theater thought they could do better by their dancers than to repeat the pandemic-era strategy of filming the performance like a movie as they did with the Nutcracker last December. On Saturday, 75 of the theater's dancers stepped into a studio at Marietta High School and performed Swan Lake before a live, albeit virtual, audience. More than 200 households purchased tickets to the live stream, the dancers' first live performance since 2019. It was their one and only spring show. Last summer, as the pandemic entered its second surge, Cobb County organized a brief but well-received drive-in concert series. The show sold out in 2 days. Due to the threat of rain, the performance from this past Saturday was moved indoors at the Anderson Theater, and actors from the Atlanta Lyric Theater performed Luminous. Although some had asked for refunds after learning the show had been moved inside, those losses were offset by increased sales from people who have been itching for indoor entertainment. Weather permitting, the next three programs will be held as drive-ins in the parking lot. They include concerts featuring bluegrass music, an 80s and 90s themed cabaret, and Motown music. Personal service is what sets us apart. You're not a number, but at WD Little Mortgage, they'll know you by your name. When you deal with their team, you're dealing with a member of the community, a lifetime Marietta resident. Founded by William D. Little in 1983 to help those in Marietta and Cobb with their mortgage needs. And today, W.D. Little's great niece, Mary Ansley Sutherland, leads the company. Mary Ansley and her team can help you with first mortgages, second mortgages, refinancing, or any other need you may have. Why not take advantage of historically low rates now? Pick up the phone and give her a call. Even if you have a mortgage question, her team is a reference for help. At WD Little Mortgage, Mary Ansley Sutherland and her team love what they do and would love to help you. Look to WD Little Mortgage, your hometown personal lender, just off the square in Marietta. Or call Mary Ansley today at 770-425-6267. Or visit them online at wdlittle.com. WD Little Mortgage, Georgia Residential Mortgage Licensee 5680. NMLS number 169055, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. A 0.9-acre county-owned property in West Cobb has become a sore spot between the Cobb Board of Commissioners and its junior body, the Cobb Planning Commission. On April 6th, the 5-member board-appointed Planning Commission elected to table for 1 month a request from the Board of Commissioners to rezone the property so that it might be sold. Formerly the site of Cobb Fire Station 18 on Mars Hill, it now sits vacant between a new fire station completed in 2018 and the Kroger Shopping Center at Mars Hill's intersection with Stilesboro Road. The property is currently zoned such that its owners can only build one single-family home there. Commissioners agreed at a meeting in February to begin the process of rezoning the land for limited retail commercial, also known as LRC. The restrictive category allows for some commercial uses, but bans other busier stores such as auto repair shops or fast food restaurants. Cobb commissioners are set to consider the purchase of a centralized surveillance center for Cobb Police Headquarters, which would give the department unprecedented ability to monitor activity across the county. The Real-Time Crime Center, RTCC, as the system is known, integrates multiple existing police technologies into a streamlined platform with a large video array. It can pull live video feeds from public and private cameras with the owner's consent, scan license plates for hits on outstanding warrants, and uses ShotSpotter technology to locate gunfire. If approved, the RTCC would have an upfront cost of $605,000 and an estimated yearly operating cost of $400,000. According to some people, a slice of pie is only for special occasions, but others disagree. J.P. Edwards sat down with the owner of Pie Bar, Lauren Bolden, to talk about quitting your job to follow your dreams, and of course, delicious slices of pie.
Awesome. Well, my name is Lauren Bolden, and my husband, Cody Bolden, and I own Pie Bar. We have three locations. Our first location is Pie Bar Woodstock. Our second location is a commissary kitchen where all of our pies are made in Kennesaw. And our third and newest location is Pie Bar Marietta on the Marietta Square. We sell pie by the slice. We do whole pies and even our ever famous half and half pie. Our goal is to create a space where people can come in and enjoy their time together and with our team members. They can enjoy a slice while they're there, or they can take it home with them. Overall, our goal is to provide a place for the community and to bring joy through pie.
And Lauren, Pie Bar started at the farmer's market, right?
That's so correct. Yes, my husband and I started selling at multiple farmers markets. We sold at the Woodstock Farmers Market. We sold at the Marietta Square Farmers Market. We even sold at the Jasper Farmers Market, just trying to figure out what community was the right fit for us and what community was really excited about pie.
You can find out all the information at orderpiebar.com. Now, Lauren, tell me, you and Cody were working regular jobs, right?
Yes. So right out of college, my husband and I got married, and he was working a regular job up in Jasper, and I was working a regular job down in Atlanta. And we just so happened to kind of find a home in between Cobb and Cherokee County, and started thinking, well, this cannot be it for the rest of our lives. And I had always enjoyed food and cooking and baking, and I was baking a lot of pies for people at work. And I thought, well, let's just try this out. Let's sell them at markets. And about a year into markets, we thought, well, we're 25. Why stay at jobs that we're not loving? Why not try something different and new? So with very little concept of what it takes to start a business, and especially a food business, we opened our first pie bar in 2015.
You just dove in. What kind of jobs were you working before you became professional pie people?
So my husband was working in the construction field, which was super helpful when it came time to building out locations. And I was working for our state government. So I worked at the Georgia State Capitol under Governor Deal, and then at the Office of Planning and Budget. So nothing to do with food on either side.
And now you are pro pie baking machines.
We just love pie, and I will try and turn just about anything into a pie. We're pretty excited.
On the website, orderpiebar.com, it says something about how pie doesn't have to be special.
Right. So for us, pie should be for any occasion. A lot of times people think they can only have a pie if it's a special occasion. And we really want people to see pie and Pie Bar as their everyday place. We're pretty excited. We've really seen that over the past almost 6 years we've been in business. I have seen people come in on their first date and then get engaged and married. And I have met babies from those people, you know, just a few days after they've been born. And that's because they're really excited about the same thing we are, which is, yes, the pie, and it has to be delicious and it has to be good. But in reality, we're more excited about finding a way to ingrain ourselves in the community and people's everyday lives. So coming in for a slice of pie on a Tuesday may seem a little crazy until you actually come in and get a slice of pie on a Tuesday and you realize it's really nice and enjoyable and something that you can do on a weekly basis and it not be a huge thing.
What's your best selling pie?
Oh man. So we do a seasonal menu. So we've got 8 flavors every day. 5 of them are staples and 3 are going to rotate. So right now we're in our spring menu since it's April, and our best selling spring flavor is our key lime pie. Our team actually hand zests and juices all of the limes. So it's really fresh and really great. But our number one selling pie year round has got to be our apple streusel. And I think it's really popular because we do an all butter crust. We do a really nice tart apple, which in a normal apple pie, I wouldn't be a fan of, but we top it with a really sweet special streusel and then a drizzle of salted caramel. So that all of the flavors really come together for a perfect apple pie.
Now I understand why pie on a Tuesday would be amazing.
It is the best. We joke, we're open 7 days a week. And a lot of people think, well, that's kind of crazy, 7 days a week. And I always tell them, there is never a wrong day for pie. You can come in and get a slice literally anytime, and we're happy to serve it.
You can find Pie Bar in Woodstock and in Marietta near the square or online at orderpiebar.com. Lauren, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. We're so excited to be a part of this community and looking forward to serving you pie soon.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.